global financial crisis continues to challenge nations all over the world. The United States, once the world's greatest creditor nation, is now the world's greatest debtor nation. The European Union has worked to bail out nations such as Greece and Italy. Spain, Portugal, and Ireland also face mountains of debt. High unemployment and mortgage failures and foreclosures continue to plague millions of families. Natural disasters in 2011 destroyed cities and communities. In 2011, the United States suffered a record number of disasters, each costing more than $1 billion, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. On March 11, 2011, the 9.0 magnitude Tohoku earthquake and resulting tsunami in Japan caused record damage. More than 15,000 people died in the disaster, and hundreds of thousands had to evacuate the region because of several meltdowns at the Fukushima nuclear power plant. The World Bank estimated the cost at $235 billion, making it the costliest natural disaster in history. We're facing stresses and crises around the world that frighten us. Will we be able to face the future with faith? Your Bible gives encouraging answers to this question. Your Creator in heaven loves you and wants you to trust Him for your future and your life. You can have faith if you seek a close relationship with your loving Father in heaven. Are you getting answers to your prayers? Listen, your Bible gives the keys to answered prayer. You need to apply the 7 keys to answered prayer. God in heaven will hear your prayer, and He will answer you with abundant blessings if you follow His instructions. You need to know the biblical keys to answered prayer. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Many nations around the world are struggling to survive the global financial crisis. Perhaps you or someone in your family have suffered unemployment, underemployment, home mortgage foreclosure, or other stresses. Not only have families experienced stress from the global financial recession, but millions worry about their daily needs. Then add to those stresses the daily frustrations from driving in congested traffic, the noise levels from construction, various machinery in the neighborhood, arguing and uncooperative coworkers or family members. High levels of pollution can also increase stress. Can you have peace of mind? My friends, how can you deal with these stresses and challenges? And how can you get answers to your prayers? On today's program, we'll answer those questions. My friends, you can learn to pray in a way that will bring results from your Father in heaven. In spite of the daily stresses we all face, you can have peace of mind through daily prayer. The Bible gives us key principles for effective prayer. Back in 1959, I personally became depressed at the prospect of seeing the world totally destroyed. All I could see on the international horizon was potential nuclear war between the two superpowers, the United States and the Soviet Union. The world had some solace in the strategy of MAD, mutually assured destruction. Both powers had enough nuclear weapons to destroy all life on Earth. We still face the same world danger. Then I heard a radio program called The World Tomorrow. The speaker, Herbert W. Armstrong, powerfully proclaimed the good news from the Bible that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will return to save the planet from cosmicide. I began to study Bible prophecy and grew in faith and hope for the future. My friends, we're nearing the end of the age. We will soon be facing world cataclysm and turmoil. You probably have seen some of the dozens of disaster movies depicting various forms of cosmicide, including world war, tsunamis, earthquakes, volcanoes, and asteroids. Jesus himself stated in Luke 21, "And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring." Listen to this. "Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken." My friends, you can avoid future heart attacks from facing the fearful prophesied events, but you must learn to trust God to save you through these trying times ahead. When I first began to make major changes in my life, I began to seek God more by reading the Bible and praying daily. I was motivated to apply a major warning from the prophet Isaiah. If you have your Bible, turn to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55 and verse 6. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." How do you call upon God? My friends, you simply get down on your knees, if you physically can, and tell God your worries, your thoughts, and your concerns. You also let God know your sins and your need for forgiveness. God tells us through Isaiah in verse 7, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." At first, my prayers seemed to be awkward, but I persisted in talking with God, and I began to have peace of mind. Notice this encouraging promise in Jeremiah 29, verse 10. "For thus says the Lord, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord." God kept his promise, and I began to have peace of mind. You also can have peace of mind if you seek God with your whole heart and mind. God is ready to answer your prayers, to give you pardon and peace of mind. In the remainder of the program, I want to share with you 7 keys to answered prayer. Key number 1, claim God's promises. The Bible is a gold mine of guaranteed promises, but we must believe that God will give them to us if we pray according to his will. Jesus chided his audience as he explained God's willingness to provide our every need. He told his listeners in Matthew 6 and verse 28, "So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" God has all power in the universe. My friends, you have a heavenly Father who knows your needs, but Jesus instructs us to get our priorities straight. What do you consider the most important goal in your life? Here it is in Matthew 6, verse 33. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." That's Matthew 6, verses 33 and 34. My friends, we must seek the greatest goal of all, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If we do that, then we can claim God's awesome promises he has for you. We've listed some of those in previous programs, but consider these promises in your own Bible. God has promised to answer our prayers, Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. He has promised to fulfill all our needs, Philippians 4, verse 19. He has promised us long life if we honor our father and mother, Ephesians 6, verses 2 and 3. He has promised to give us the desires of our heart if we delight in him, Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5. He has promised the gift of the Holy Spirit Acts 2:38 and Luke 11, verse 13. And he has promised us eternal life, 1 John 2, verse 25. My friends, study these promises in your Bible. Remind God that he has given you these promises. Ask God in faith to fulfill these promises in your life, and you'll begin to have a greater peace of mind. And you'll be fulfilling one of the keys to answered prayer. There are many, many more promises in the Bible for you and your family, and for all human beings on earth. Be sure to make your own list. Key number one to answered prayer, claim God's promises. Has God promised just to fulfill our needs, or can you ask him for some special blessings and desires of your heart? We'll answer that question later in the program. Key number two for obtaining answered prayer is persevere in prayer. Years ago, one of the desires of my heart was to visit the city of Jerusalem in modern-day Israel. In 1967, after the Six-Day War, when Israel was attacked, won the war, and as a result gained territory that was anciently occupied by the kings of Israel and Judah, the divided city of Jerusalem was now unified under the government of Israel. Israelis now had access to one of their holy places, the western wall of the Temple Mount. It was indeed an emotional time for the Jewish people. At that point in time, I started praying according to God's promise in Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. I shared with God that my desire was to visit Jerusalem in the Holy Land. I reminded him of his promise in Psalm 37:4. Did he answer my prayer? Indeed he did, but not until I had applied another key to answered prayer, persevere in prayer. I continued over the years praying for my heart's desire to visit Jerusalem. I had begun asking God for the privilege in 1967. Do you know when he granted me my heart's desire? 17 years later in 1984. Yes, we must persevere in prayer. As an administrator at Ambassador College, I was asked to join a college group of students volunteering to work in the DIG, or archaeological project in the city of David, just south of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. I literally jumped for joy. My wife and I were able to travel with this college group throughout Israel and work at the DIG. I have since visited Israel filming on-location telecasts, as well as spending time with our church group there during the fall Feast of Tabernacles. Perhaps you're familiar with the parable of the persistent widow in Luke 18. The widow kept pleading with the judge, and he finally acted on her request. Luke 18, verse 5. The judge states, "Because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." She was persistent. Now notice verse 6. Then the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?" That's Luke 18, verses 6 through 8. God gives us wonderful promises, but he does not tell us how or when he will fulfill those promises. We need to claim God's promises, and we need to persevere in prayer. Dr. Roderick Meredith provides this insight concerning perseverance in prayer. When you have a really deep desire for something, you should cry out to God day and night, never giving up. God wants us to be persistent. He wants us to walk with him, talk with him, and commune with him continually, day after day in this age, and ultimately throughout eternity. The Apostle Paul instructs us to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. That's from his booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer, page 13. Key number two for obtaining answered prayer is persevere in prayer. Key number three to answered prayer is pray about everything that worries you. Our global stresses, turmoil, and challenges threaten our national and personal stability, comfort, and security. Are you worried? Are you anxious? Turn in your Bible to Philippians 4 and verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Our Father in heaven wants you to share with Him your worries and your anxieties. When you face up to your concerns, you need to pray and talk in detail with God about your problems. Ancient King David was very open with God in his prayers. Turn to Psalm 6, for example. David was suffering and prayed to God from his heart. Psalm 6 and verse 1. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? That's Psalm 6, verses 1 through 5. Read the Psalms and see how David prayed from the heart. You need to share your problems with God in prayer. And how will God bless you? Listen to this comforting promise in Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, you can have peace of mind through prayer. Key number 3 to answered prayer, pray about everything that worries you. Key number 4 to answered prayer, thank God continually. Did you notice the Apostle Paul's instruction in Philippians 4, verse 6? How should we make our requests? Philippians 4, verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. How? With thanksgiving. When was the last time you thanked God for your blessings? When we think of the billions of people living in poverty around the world, do you thank God for providing your every need? One of the greatest sins of our day is ingratitude. Are you unthankful? When you share your worries with God, thank Him for the privilege of praying to Him. Thank Him for His intervention and deliverance. Thank Him for all your blessings. As it tells us in Philippians 4, verse 6, let your requests be made known to God with thanksgiving. Some of you may be familiar with the old 19th century hymn, Count Your Blessings. Here are some of the words. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. My friends, count your blessings and express heartfelt gratitude to God. Key number 4 to answered prayer, thank God continually. Key number 5 to answered prayer, seek God's will. Often even professing Christians pray selfishly. They want to get more than to give. But what did Jesus teach us to pray? Matthew 6 and verse 10. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. My friends, this is an extremely important key to answered prayer. Jesus desired to do His Father's will. When He prayed in agony the night before His crucifixion, He asked that the cup of suffering be passed from Him if it were God's will. Notice that in Luke 22, verse 42. Jesus prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Jesus was willing to suffer for you and me. He surrendered His will to that of the Father's will. Let me tell you, when you're struggling over some problem or trial, ask for God's deliverance, but also pray that His will be done. Key number 5 to answered prayer, seek God's will. Key number 6 to answered prayer is follow the outline prayer. Remember, one of Jesus' disciples asked Him, Lord, teach us to pray. That's Luke 11, verse 1. Jesus gave us the famous model prayer, often referred to as the Lord's Prayer. Jesus gives us an outline of topics for prayer. The very first topic we pray about is the office, power, and the name of our Father in heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and verse 9, in this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Think about God's majesty, glory, power, and nature. He's the creator of the universe. He fulfills prophecy, prophecy revealed throughout the Bible. He answers prayers. And remember, as you pray, you have a great high priest, Jesus Christ, at the right hand of God. Jesus also gave us this warning in Matthew 6, verse 7. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Saying the same words over and over again becomes vanity. Jesus wants us to pray from the heart. The prophet Hosea gave a similar warning in Hosea 7, verse 14. They never put their heart into their prayers. That's from the Moffat translation. Human beings will often cry out to God when they're in trouble. After honoring God's name first in all of your prayer, the second major topic to pray about is stated in Matthew 6, verse 10. Your kingdom come. Why do you want God's kingdom to come? The world is filled with wars, violence, poverty, catastrophic natural disasters, including earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, drought, and volcanoes. But God's coming kingdom will produce a world of sustainable agriculture, rain in due season, prosperity and peace among nations. Pray for God's kingdom to come and look forward to a glorious tomorrow's world under the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Reflect on each of the topics in the model prayer here in Matthew 6. As you do, you'll be praying according to God's will. And He promises us in 1 John 5, verse 14, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." Key number 6 to answered prayer, follow the outline prayer. In our dangerous world, we all need God's loving assurance and guidance. As we've seen, we can have peace of mind through prayer. We can have the faith that comes through answered prayer. We've briefly discussed 6 keys to answered prayer. 1, claim God's promises. 2, persevere in prayer. 3, pray about everything that worries you. 4, thank God continually. 5, seek God's will. And 6, follow the outline prayer. Key number 7 concerns our relationship with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. By whose authority do you pray to God in heaven? Notice what Jesus told His disciples. Turn to John, the 16th chapter. Our Lord and Savior gave this instruction in John 16, verse 23. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Key number 7 to answered prayer, pray in Jesus' name. Jesus the Christ is at the right hand of God in heaven. He is our great high priest who ever lives to make intercession for us, as it tells us in Hebrews 7, verse 25. He gives us the authority to pray to God in heaven. We pray in Jesus' name and authority. Since He's given us that authority, we can pray boldly. Notice that in Hebrews 4, and verse 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We can pray with confidence because Christ is our high priest and Savior. He sympathizes with our weaknesses. He knows what it's like to suffer. He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin, as it tells us in verse 15. My friends, God wants you to be His begotten son or daughter. He loves you, and He's demonstrated that love by giving His Son to pay for your sins. Most of you know the precious verse or the golden verse of the Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's John 3, verse 16. My friends, the time is getting short as the world moves headlong toward Armageddon and the Great Tribulation. You need God's protection, guidance, and assurance. Now is the time to seek God with all your heart. Remember Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My friends, you can have your prayers answered. You can rejoice in God's love for you as he answers your prayers. On today's program, we've briefly discussed 7 keys to answered prayer. You need to apply these keys and others as well. Be sure to read or order our inspiring booklet, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer, by visiting our website, which will be shown on the screen momentarily. You need this inspiring free booklet. Be sure to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. Gerald Weston and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. We look forward to being with you next week, right here, at this same time.
If you would like to learn more about today's topic, visit tomorrowsworldhk.com to view or order 12 Keys to Answered Prayer. This free offer examines biblical keys to receiving answers to your prayers. tomorrowsworldhk.com also has valuable articles revealing God's principles for living an abundant and happy life while providing rare insight into current and future events. Use the quick response code shown on the screen to read, download, or order a free copy of today's offer. You can also watch or download a copy of today's program and sign up for Tomorrow's World weekly e-newsletter. All these features are also available at tomorrowsworldhk.com. The preceding program has been produced by the Living Church of God.